planning pushes on. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
The weather's looking pretty good. I know they're calling for rain again pretty quick, just like I have been.
Row crop farmers throughout Tennessee are, at least for the moment, enjoying the drier conditions. But as always, this time of year, they're dealing with the frequent showers that tend to move through about once a week. Robertson County producer Lee Bagwell.
We're working in between them. I'm glad we're getting rain right now. It's making it a little tough having to make a few decisions and move around, you know, different stuff that we're doing. But at least we're still getting rain right now because you never know when it might cut off.
Bagwell's a diversified farmer with crops like corn, soybeans, tobacco, and indigo, and also has a cow-calf operation.
We've had 20 acres of indigo this year. Done planting corn. Corn's up. Corn's looking really, really good right now. Tobacco. We're a little bit behind right now on tobacco, but we're only probably about a week behind total. Early beans, we're a little bit behind on them from what I was hoping to get them in the ground.
In Dyer County, along the Mississippi River, Jeremiah Hollingsworth says the spring rains, especially to the north, that have caused major problems for farmers in Missouri and Arkansas, have for sure delayed plantings on his and other area farms.
It's been a little bit of a hold up as we rolled into this season. Had a lot of expectations on planting quite a bit of corn and cotton both, but it's looking more like soybeans at this point.
Hollingsworth says this time of year, with the river expected to crest at 40 foot this week at the Caruthersville gauge, it's taught many farmers in the area to hold tight before sending their planters out.
You know, everybody down this way really kind of watches it at the 1st of May, and if it's looking like we may have a water, then everybody will just kind of hold tight and see. But, you know, Dyer and Lauderdale for sure won't have a lot of ground in the water.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.